So today, the main point is, and the theme and the title and what we want you to know, is that what you do matters. We're going to pick up where the last All In ended. Can you remember that? It was the service that introduced the series that we're doing, learning about gifts, spiritual gifts, the gifts that are talked about in the Bible, the ways that God uses us, and the things that he's given us to use. So we're partway through looking in that series at several of the spiritual gifts, and that service, that All In, ended with verses from Corinthians about love. Today we're looking at some of the serving gifts, gifts that may seem boring compared to some of the ones we've looked at. They may seem smaller, they may seem less significant. But we're going to see that some of the gifts that we may view in that way sometimes are not boring. They're really important in the kingdom of God. So we're going to start by reading from the Bible with our verse for today. We start where the last All In ended, with love. From the New Living Translation. This is from 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 8 to 11. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. And we're going to hear that verse from a couple of different versions through the morning. It reminds us that we each have a gift from his great variety of gifts. And what you do matters. Today, at this All In, we want you to know that if you have a gift of making a cuppa for someone each morning, what you do matters. If you have a gift of helping someone in the cloakroom at school who can't find their PE kit, what you do matters. If you have a gift of packing up things left on the floor, picking up things that are left on the floor by someone else, what you do matters. If you have a gift of tightening screws to keep old cupboards going, where's Paul Dark, a bit longer, what you do matters. If you have a gift of making a card to cheer someone up, what you do matters. If you help put away the chairs, what you do matters. If you have a gift of cutting your neighbour's hedge back when you do your side, what you do matters. If you have a gift of putting your toys away, what you do matters. Now we're going to worship together. And during this first song, we're going to take up the offering.
Thank you, Jason. I don't know about anybody else, but I really enjoyed that. We now have a drama, and kids, you've got a problem because it's up on that stage. So you're going to have to get down and then you can see it properly. Now, three characters. We have Moses, we have Solomon, and we have John the Baptist. One of you can work out who's who. Over to you guys.
I am Moses. And I look down on him. Because I am the great patriarch with innumerous descendants, and although he is a king, he has only four children.
I am Solomon, I look up to him because he is the great patriarch with innumerable children, whilst I only have four. But I look down on him because he has none.
I am John. I look up to them because they have many children. I don't even have a wife.
I look down on him because I have received food directly from heaven, which he has not.
I look up to him because he has received food from heaven above. But I look down on him because at least I have eaten the greatest fare earth can offer, whilst he has not.
I eat locusts.
I look down on him because I have 5 books of the Bible credited to me, while he has only 3.
I look up to him because of the Pentateuch. But I look down on him because he wrote nothing.
I am mentioned in 62 verses.
I look down on him because I've received water miraculously from a rock.
I look up to him because of his miracle water. But I look down on him because at least I provided water via an aqueduct, whilst he provided no water.
I don't care where the water comes from, I just get in it.
I have spoken to God face to face.
I have spoken to God in a dream.
I baptized God.
I will be remembered for my gifts of leadership and faith.
I will be remembered for my gift of wisdom.
I will be remembered for my gift of bringing people to repentance.
Actually, come to think about it, we've all got pretty amazing gifts, really, haven't we?
We're all great leaders, and we've all used our gifts for God.
Well, we'll always be remembered for them. So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, really, isn't it? Yeah, you've done all right between us. I think it's those. I look down on him because I really don't understand what he's doing.
I look down on him because he is doing something way beneath me.
I looked down on him in the water, but now I look up to him.
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, so you should wash each other's feet. I've set you an example, so you too should go and do the same. Verily I say to you, no servant is greater than his master, and no messenger is greater than the one who sent him. So now you know these things, go and do them, and you will be blessed. Thank you.
If Jesus was prepared to wash their feet, the lowest job that any slave or servant would be asked to do, nothing should be beneath us. Nothing should be unimportant. Nothing should be below us. We should be prepared to do anything that we are able to do to help and serve other people. And we do have people in the church, we know, lots and lots of us serve, and Rachel has some testimonies of people who've been doing that.
First, I'm going to read those verses from the NIV version. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. In the book of Acts, I've been reading about how important testimony was to the early church. Several times as the apostles travelled to meet the fellow believers, you read, they declared all that God had done. And you can imagine when they met, the conversations, sharing the latest examples of God at work through them. Today, we're going to share using photos. I've asked a few people to send me a photo which shows some of those little things that people do, the practical tasks, the helps that we do to show one another love. But not just one another. This is one of those times when you'll spot some of the in and out of church. We talk about the up, in and out. Up being our relationship with God. The in being amongst us and between us. And the out being what are we doing to connect with those around us and reach them with the love of God. So see if you can spot in these examples some of those things that involve one with another, the believers sharing the love of God, and how many of them might be more to do with those outside of the church. Sorry, lost my place. The other thing I wanted you to think about as well as we see these is to think about who is the helper and who's been helped. So they're all images, and in some of them, you don't actually see the helper. In others, you might see an object. So just have a think about what's behind these images and who's being helped and who is doing the helping. We're also going to see that in these examples, there are a lot of them that any one of us can do. It can be really difficult when circumstance or disability makes you feel that there's not as much as you can do than you used to, perhaps. But I want us to encourage one another that wherever we're at, there are things that we can do to bless and love one another and those around us. The first one didn't fit into my PowerPoint, and it's a personal one, so I'll just introduce that one. And it's a very short clip of something that happens regularly in our house. And there's a member of the family who just tidies the area around the kitchen regularly, and it's a huge blessing to me. It's Daisy. So we'll just watch that one first and then straight into the testimony PowerPoint afterwards.
Wow, what a way to bring a smile to a face. All those things that people have been doing, and I know that there are loads, loads more. So when we do our next set of worship and we thank God for all the things he does for us and thank him for his love and everything else that comes from God, if you can think of somebody who's helped you, even in the smallest way, I've got a box of chocolates and I want you to come out and take a chocolate and go and give it to the person that helped you. Okay. Put your thinking caps on. I don't know about you, but I was thinking all the way through that, thinking, oh, yeah, there was that person that gave. I know I'm going to give one, as long as he's here, because I haven't seen whether he's here. But I'm going to give one out. So if you can think of somebody who's helped you, however big or small, with something and blessed you, will you come and get a chocolate and go and give it to them? And if they go, what? Remind them what it was, please, and then give them a blessing. Thank you. Hattie, do you want to come through? And band.
Morning, everyone. Thank you, Hattie and the band. I'm sorry to say that Hattie just meant that we got to the end of our sung worship, so now you've got to endure a bit more. Can I just encourage you with something before we share a little bit? Our box is empty. That's good. It means that so many people have been blessed today, and hopefully you might have even been surprised by someone that's kind of come and blessed you. So hold on to that sweet, enjoy it, but remember what it's about. Before I do a little bit, we're just going to watch a video together. So let's just hear that verse, those few verses from 1 Peter again. This time we're going to hear it from the Message. Everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything. Be quick to give a meal to the hungry, a bed to the homeless, cheerfully. Be generous with the different things God has given you, passing them around so all get in on it. If words, let it be God's words. If help, let it be God's hearty help. And that way, God's bright presence will be evident in everything through Jesus. And he'll get all the credit as the one mighty in everything, on course to the end of time. Oh, yes. So we've heard this so much this morning, but I want to reiterate it. You know, the thing about all of us is that we all bring something. Every one of us is completely individual. And we can all do something for somebody else. And in our gifting series, as Rachel mentioned at the beginning, we've been looking at this book of Corinthians to help us see all the spiritual gifts. But I want us to notice one little bit that it says right at the end of this list. It says this in verses 11 and 12. All those are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines, just as a body, though one has many parts, and all its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. And that's what happens when we share our gifts with one another. We become a stronger family and a bigger beacon to our community. And as a result, we become more like Jesus. Jesus showed us in this pure example of this by washing his disciples' feet. You see, that was the job of a slave. And yet he showed us exactly what servitude looked like. He showed us what it was to look after one another in that way. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm sure you would agree. So let's remember, just as we kind of come into land, that we serve first because we love him. And we contribute because we love him. And we're not here to consume first and then serve afterwards. We are here as a family, and we serve as sons and daughters under the Most High. That is why we serve. That's where we start from. As we were praying this morning, I had this very strong sense right at the end of our prayer time that there were going to be people that came in here today who have just relentlessly and consistently felt like they are not enough. That they are not enough. And I want you to be encouraged this morning to hear whatever your contribution is, it's enough. And it matters. And we need you. And you are loved just like you are. So I pray that over you this morning. May you know that you are enough. May you know that you are enough. May you know that you are enough. Now, we would love to be able to give a practical way that maybe we could all respond in some way just as we kind of come into land this morning. And so Sarah has come up with quite a cool way of doing this. So Sarah, would you come and share?
I first of all want to apologise. It was me that bought the chocolates and I didn't buy enough because I didn't have enough faith to think so many people would be helping so many people. It's amazing. I'm so amazed that so many people got up. I thought, oh, there'll be a few. No! Loads and loads of people are helping everybody, and that's wonderful. Now, from a practical point of view, here's me who lives on my own, okay, and I'm forever going, I've got a job to do and I don't have to do that. I can't do that one, and who am I going to get to help to do that one? And I've got that one to do, but I can help somebody with that one. So I thought it'd be rather nice if we had a board, okay, so that if you've got something that you can offer, you can stick your name and what it is you offer on the board. And I don't know anybody going into panic mode here thinking, oh, what have I got to offer? What have I got to offer? Well, it might be that actually you could offer to cut somebody's grass. You know, you've got a good lawnmower, and it'll go through any grass. I'll cut somebody's grass, it might be. That you can help in the garden, eh, Neil? Thank you for your help. It might be that you can do some babysitting, that you're free in the evenings, you can do some babysitting, or even during the day so that mum can go shopping without a child in tow. It might be that you've got DIY tools, you've got the tools, but you haven't got the skills. But that doesn't matter. I've got the skills. I've got the tools, you know. If you need a drill, I've got one for you. Or it might be that you've got the skills as well, because we know there's lots of people in this church who've got the skills as well. And you might be able to offer your services for DIY. It might be that you can walk a dog. That's my one. Walk a dog or dog sitting. Can you look after somebody's dog for them while they go away for a while and save them in the money with kennels? All sorts of different things. Ironing. I don't do my ironing anymore, but some people love ironing, but it's just a chore to them because they've got so many other things to do. Maybe you can offer that. There's lots and lots of different ways. And what we'd like you to do is to pop your name and what it is you're offering up on here so that somebody else can come along and go, oh, that's what I need, especially if it's somebody like me on my own. You know, oh, I need somebody who can do. Okay. So just to put it down, and then you arrange with them when and where and how. So you're not saying, I'm going to do this every week from now on. No, it's just when somebody comes up and say, you said you could possibly, when could you help me? Okay. Rachel, being Rachel, has done one already. I love Rachel's, it says. Having a coffee, chat and pray one-to-one. That is so important. Some people really desperately need that. And you don't know who to ask, especially if you're new. But there you go. We've got a Rachel that you can ask. So, anything. This is going to be, hopefully, in the entrance hall where people come in, near all the welcome stuff, so that you can pop some things on there. Okay. One each, maybe. Please, do not feel pressurised. If you're already feeling pressurised because you're very, very busy, please, do not feel under condemnation that you're thinking, oh, not something else I've got to give to. No. Just if you feel God's prompting you, okay? Right. I think we're going to have a prayer now. We're going to talk to God about this, and then we'll have our final song with Hattie. Lord, I really meant it when I said that we don't want anybody feeling under condemnation, because you do not condemn. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and we are in you, Lord. And so I pray that no one would be feeling like they're not good enough or they can't give anything. There's nothing to give. Lord, the most important thing is that we know that we're loved by you. We are all princes and princesses of the Most High God. That's the most important thing. And you love us whatever. But I also know that you do give us gifts that we can share with other people. And I ask that you would prompt each person here to just maybe give something. Maybe say, oh, I could do that. Or maybe you can think of something, somebody already, Lord, that they know already that they can go to and say, I can do this for you because I know about your needs already. That would be lovely, Lord. And Father, you called us human beings, not human doings. And we're human beings because we need to be your children. We need to be with you. And that's the most important thing. But you also gave us gifts and skills. So help us to do that as well. Whatever you do matters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're here and you're prompting people right now. Amen.